The Gemara writes that kilayim, mixtures of wool and linen, are not subject to the ordinary rules of bittul. Ordinarily, when you have a mixture of two items, of two types of things, then we follow rules and we say the majority wins, or a super majority wins. If there's two of one and one of the other, then the entire mixture takes on the identity of the two. If there's 60 of one and one of the other, the entire mixture takes on the identity of the 60. But by kilayim, that's not the case. By kilayim, we say that even if there's a million strings of wool and one string of linen, the mixture is kilayim. It does not take on the identity of the million strings of wool, in spite of the fact that those million strings far outnumber the one string of linen. And the Tosfos contrast this with Basar B'Chalav. Like Kilayim, Basar B'Chalav is a forbidden item which is created by mixing two permitted items. By Kilayim, wool, which is mutter to wear on its own, and linen, which is mutter to wear on its own, are combined and therefore become asur to wear. By basar, b'chalav, basar meat, which is mutter to eat on its own, and milk, which is mutter to eat on its own, are combined and thereby become asur. They thereby become basar b'chalav. And even though by kilayim we find that one string of linen is not batel, even in a million strings of wool, by basar b'chalav we find that one drop of meat is batel in a million drops of milk, or vice versa. And Tosfos are bothered what accounts for this discrepancy between kilayim and basar b'chalav. There's two explanations in Rishonim that account for this discrepancy. First of all, the explanation of Tosfos. Tosfos say that there are many, many more restrictions on when the Isser of basar b'chalav is applicable than by kilayim. And particularly, Tosfos say there's a rule that says derech bishul asra Torah lo sivash el gedi b'chalev imo. You can't cook a young goat in its mother's milk. That's a lashon hapasuk, lo sivash el, you can't cook. And from here, Chazal learn that the only time that a mixture acquires the prohibited status of basar b'chalav is when the meat and the milk are cooked together in the ordinary manner of cooking. And hence, because adding on such a minute quantity of meat to a pot of milk or vice versa, it's so minute, less than 1/61st of the entire mixture. Therefore, it's unusual and it is not included in the biblical prohibition of lo sivashel, of derech bishul asra Torah. This is what Tosfos say. Rashi, however, on daf ayin dalid is mashma, ayin gimel is mashma, that this is not the case. Rashi is mashma by quoting numerous sources in Maseches Chulin which refer to the ordinary rules of bittul. Rashi implies that basar b'chalav are subject to the ordinary rules of bittul, even though kilayim is not subject to those ordinary rules. Again, for Tosfos, both of them are subject, are exceptions to the ordinary rules of bittul. Just that by basar b'chalav, there's an additional reason to prevent the mixture from becoming forbidden, because it's not derech bishul. But for Rashi, there's a fundamental difference. And the Levush explains what this fundamental difference for Rashi is. The Levush explains that there's a critical distinction between an Isser Achila, something which is forbidden to eat, on the one hand, and an Isser Levisha, something which is forbidden to wear, on the other hand. And that is when we're determining the significance of ratios, 60 to 1 ratio. 60 to 1 is only a significant ratio when it comes to Isur Yachila, because that's the ratio, Chazal said, at which the taste of something becomes imperceptible. If there's only 1/61st of an ingredient, with the exception of spices, in a mixture, that ingredient is not perceivable at all in the mixture. So therefore, with regard to achila, the taste of a substance dissipates once the 60 to 1 ratio is reached. And therefore, because of the significance of this ratio of 60 to 1, Chazal said, any ingredient which appears in a mixture which is forbidden to eat of less than 60 to 1, it's got to be mutter. In contrast, says the Levush, kilayim is not an isser achila. Kilayim is an isser levisha. It's something which is forbidden to wear. And therefore, it's not subject. The ratio of 60 to 1 has far less valence in the area of kilayim. Therefore, says the Levush, by kilayim, even one linen thread in a million wool threads will not become batel. Because we don't see any ratio which has the equivalent significance of 60 to 1 when it comes to Isurei Levisha. I believe, however, that this dispute between Rashi and Tosfos has broader resonance than simply to explain this one detail about why Basar B'Chalav is Batal B'Shishim and Kilayim is not Batal B'Shishim. There's a big discussion about the status of Basar and Chalav, and of Tzemer and of Pishtim. Because in some senses, these substances are considered Devarim HaMutarim. They're considered permitted objects. Because you're allowed to eat Basar on its own, and you're allowed to eat Chalav on its own. You're allowed to wear Tzemer on its own, and you're allowed to wear Pishtim on its own. So they're Mutar. They're not Isurei Hanah. They're not Isurei Achila. They're not even Isurei Levisha. Because each one on its own are permitted to be worn. On the other hand, you could view them as forbidden, partially forbidden, because while other substances, let's say parv, can be eaten together with both milk and meat, meat can only be eaten with meat, it cannot be eaten with milk. Milk can only be eaten with milk, it cannot be eaten with meat. So therefore, it's a ma'achol ha'asr, it's something which is forbidden to be eaten, albeit only partially forbidden, and only under certain circumstances. The same thing for kilayim. Tzemer and pishtim are partially forbidden. They can't be, tzemer can't be worn with pishtim, pishtim can't be worn with tzemer. So while each one can be worn on its own, and therefore they deserve the status of dvarim hamutarim, they cannot be worn with each other, and therefore, from that perspective, they deserve the status of dvarim ha'asurim. Now, there's an interesting discussion about whether dvarim hamutarim are batel when they're mixed up with one another. The Noideb Yehuda writes, and the Tshuvos HaRan has such a tzad, a possibility that he entertains as well, that two things which are mutar do not become batel in one another. The reason that heter and iser become batel in one another, we follow either the majority or the 60 of heter or iser against the other one, is because there's some sort of a tension between the two. There's a tension created either between the two, basically between the fact that one of them has a mutter status and the other has an usher status. And the mutter soldiers have to overpower the usher soldiers, or the usher ones have to overpower the mutter ones, and that's what creates a tension, that's what creates a conflict, which leads to a bittul. But when two substances are both permitted, when two substances are both mutter, there is no tension between the two of them. They can coexist harmoniously. And since they can coexist harmoniously, therefore, one of them, there's no necessity for one to be mevatel the other. So this is the question. I believe that according to Tosfos, who says that both Basar B'Chalav and Kilayim are exempt from the ordinary rules of Bittul, Tosfos may be arguing that Basar and Chalav and Semer and Pishtim independently have the status of Dvarim Hamutarim, because they're both permitted to eat on their own, and therefore they're not going to nullify one another, period. There's no Isser versus Heter. It's Heter and Heter, and Heter and Heter can coexist peacefully. It's only Isser and Heter which have to fight it out until the bitter end, until one of them emerges victorious and defines the identity of the mixture. So therefore, for Tosfos, it's logical and rational, because both Basar and Chalav are Dvarim Hamutarim, that they should not be Mevatel one another. In contrast, Rashi, who believes that Basar and Chalav and the two species of Kilayim are subject to the ordinary rules of Bittul, and has to come up with a different explanation, like the Levush, Isser Achila or Isser Levisha, he understands that because there's a partial Isser Achila, partial Isser Levisha on each of these species, Basar cannot be eaten with Chalav, Chalav cannot be eaten with Basar, therefore both Basar and Chalav are Ma'achal Ha'asur. And when they get mixed up with the other species, it's perhaps considered to be being mixed up with something Hamutar, with a Davar Hamutar. Basar cannot be eaten with Chalav, Chalav can be eaten with Chalav, so therefore if Basar gets mixed up with Chalav, it's a Davar Ha'asur that's mixed up with a Davar Hamutar. Therefore, Rashi says, it is subject to the ordinary rules of Bittul. To the ordinary rules of Bittul. And that's why Rashi says that we can suffice with the klal that Isser Beheter is Batal B'Shishim to explain Basar B'Chalav. In Kalayim, we need to explain that it's not an Isser Achila, and that's why the ratio of Shishim of 60 to 1 is insignificant. Because it's a regular Taruv is Isser Beheter. Tosfos, who says that both Basar B'Chalav and Kalayim are exempt from the rules of Bittul, says that because he believes that they both are treated like Dvarim Hamutarim, and Davar Hamutar with Davar Hamutar is not Bashal.